This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Maria Elming, Copenhagen, Denmark, November 2006. The Good News According to Matthew, from the World English Bible. Chapters 19 and 20. It happened when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came to the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Pharisees came to him, testing him and saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason?" He answered, "Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall join his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." They asked him, "Why then did Moses command us to give her a bill of divorce and divorce her?" He said to them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery, and he who marries her when she is divorced commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If this is the case of the man with his wife, it is not expedient to marry." But he said to them, "Not all men can receive this saying, but those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it." Then little children were brought to him, that he should lay his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Allow the little children, and don't forbid them to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones like these." He laid his hands on them and departed from there. Behold, one came to him and said, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life?" He said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not offer false testimony, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have observed from my youth. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sad, for he was one who had great possessions. Jesus said to his disciples, "Most certainly I say to you, a rich man will enter into the kingdom of heaven with difficulty. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Looking at them, Jesus said, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter answered, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Most certainly I tell you that you who have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on the throne of his glory, you will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive 100 times, and will inherit eternal life. But many will be last who are first, and first who are last." Chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man who was the master of a household, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them to his vineyard. He went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. To them he said, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. About the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle. He said to them, 'Why do you stand here all day idle?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and you will receive whatever is right.' When evening had come, the lord of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last to the first.' When those who were hired at about the 11th hour came, they each received a denarius. When the first came, they supposed that they should receive more, and they likewise each received a denarius. When they received it, they murmured against the master of the household, saying, 'These last have spent 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he answered one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Didn't you agree with me for a denarius? Take that which is yours, and go your way. It is my desire to give this last just as much as to you. Isn't it lawful for me to do what I want with what I own? Or is your eye evil, because I am good?' So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge, and to crucify. And on the third day he will be raised up." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, kneeling and asking a certain thing of him. He said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Command that these, my two sons, may sit, one on your right hand and one on your left hand, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard it, they were indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the nation lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever desires to be first among you shall be your bondservant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As they went out from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. Behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, you son of David." The multitude rebuked them, telling them that they should be quiet, but they cried out even more, "Lord, have mercy on us, you son of David." Jesus stood still and called them and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" They told him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." Jesus, being moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received their sight, and they followed him. End of chapter 20.